Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show, the Holy Charis Ministry, the Holy Koresh Ministry in America. As we give grace and we give praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by saying hallelujah, give it the highest praise. By saying, thank you, Jesus, and giving thanks to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. As we come together today, looking for the Word of God, the Word of Good, the Word of Allah, the Word of Yeshua, and all those different names that we have learned to call upon, we ask the Heavenly Father to protect us, and we thank the Heavenly Father for giving us this opportunity to come together and to listen to some instruction from our Reverend Norman Wade. Derek Norman Wade has traveled and learned many things under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to come back to the family of the Charis in English, Koresh in Arabic and Hebrew. We want to thank the Heavenly Father for all those who have participated in the teaching of Jesus Christ, teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, and all the prophets that came out of the family of Abraham through the line of David through the line of Adam. I want to thank all the women of the tribe for being who you are. You're a strong woman. A lot of you are hurt, pressed, depressed, oppression from society, stemming from our captivity here in America as slaves, Cherokee, Yamasee, Chickoy, Wichita, as slaves here from the Sudan, Ethiopia, the Congo, West Africa, North Africa, South Africa. As we come together in prayer asking our Heavenly Father to bring us back into the natural order and give us the knowledge that we need to engage in the system and become instruments of that special, that Christ-like special, the body of Christ, so we can deal not only on a survival mode, but become successful and being the overseers, the ones left behind to take care of God's creation, to deal with everything about it. Let us continue to teach, thou shalt not kill, and help those who are coming out of the animal kingdom of kill or be killed. As we explain tonight to the women, the tribal leaders, the true tribal leaders who have been subjected under and in a hostile environment, taken from their natural habitats as monarchs, as sovereign, and put in a position of submission, to be submissive to those who are programmed to destroy themselves and to destroy anything around them. We ask you, sisters, to close your eyes and get on your knees in prayer, asking for the forgiveness that you have been programmed to do, asking for the forgiveness for you taking birth control pills, and living a life of sin, asking God to forgive you for your abortions that is painstakingly driving you to insanity, for the pills that you have taken and killed innocent children that was trying to make their way to help you and to become instruments of God, of the Most High, of Allah, of Yeshua. Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive those sisters who went out unknowingly and those who went out knowingly killing the unborn children through abortion, through recklessness, through smoking cigarettes, through getting high with drugs. These things that they did for the money. Those who tried to deal with ragbat for desire, wrongful desire, to please the body instead of dealing with the holy soul that's within the body. Those who let their desires lead to the suffering. Those who gave away their children to go to work and slave for someone else for money. Those who gave their children to the institutional teachings so they can be programmed for their own destruction. Save those mothers and save those children who are now mentally insane without their culture and without their knowledge of prayer in school, going all day not able to communicate and being subjected to the lies that they're teaching in the curriculum of the public as well as the private schools. Schools stemming from the religious institutions to what we have the public and the private schools today. Those running to get an education when education is purely education or edit conversation written down by an author who becomes the authority because no one has said that they are wrong. No one had the heart to say that the educational system is not right for us and we are not having it. We ask, Heavenly Father, to give the sisters who are the tribal leaders the strength. They are afraid right now to stand up. There is no living animals that's willing to give over their children to another tribe. No one is supposed to give their children up. They are supposed to teach their own children. They are supposed to learn and sacrifice so the children will have the proper teaching. They should teach the children about their surroundings and the dangers that they face each day and not let them be subjected in programming through the TV and through the cable. And now we have the phones. Everyone's looking at a box. It was the stupid box, and now it's the Google box. The Google box with false facts, lies, and misinterpretations. False truths that's put out there so the children can think that those who have programmed them are telling the truth. Heavenly Father, we ask you in this prayer to give us back everything. And those who do not want to travel with the angelic being, Gabriel, that works with me and I with it. Those who are willing to live a lie, L-I-E, instead of being E-L-I, Eli am exalted. Father, we know that you hear us, that you gave the name to the firstborn of Abraham as Ishmael, that you will always hear. I know for a fact that you hear, because you dwell and live with me constantly, daily. For years and years, the Spirit has not left me. Hallelujah. We're asking you to give us back everything that we're supposed to have. We know that we do not die, and we are not afraid of anything that breathes the air. We know that the wind is our friend. We know that we are water, 75%. And we know that the water, the earth, is a living organism that we deal with. We know that the trees live. We know that the insects bear witness and the birds bear witness to who we are, to who you are. And we know that just as you give to the birds plentiful, you have given us, Heavenly Father. We understand, and I will teach them, those who are willing to know, that we are not poor. When you gave without measure. It took one seed to grow a cucumber. That cucumber has 300 to 400 seeds in it to grow more. That apple has a apple core that people throw away because of their insanity, insane, because they did not listen. They are programmed. They are like robots. They are like the living dead. They do not plant the seeds to eat. They do not nurture and go. We are from the ground, and from the ground is give us our nourishment. We are electromagnetic energy, and we have to stop, put our face to the ground, and look up and meditate and use our oscillating brain waves to connect with that which you call Kotha, or the mental planes. These are the spiritual teachings that is not taught in the church. The church was the barn that the slaves went in. And yes, Heavenly Father, we pray constantly without cease in remembrance of you and your names that you give to us as characters, your 99 plus one name that we hold, because you breathed in us your life, and we are a part of you. We are a part of you. We are inside of you, and you are inside of us. We understand this, and we share this with each of those who are faithful. And the faith of those who are faithful will recognize and go back to their roots and learn from the simplicity and stop looking at the whole infinite of knowledge and try to live millions of years when it's not possible. It's not possible to relive all those years. We must stay in the now, and the now has changed. As we rotate through a fixed galaxy, we are still in the now. So as they say Yeshua, as they say Isis, as they say Adam, as they say all these names of the heavenly hosts and those that the heavenly hosts helped to create, and those that were created by the It Force, those who created, we are who we are, and we all can get along. If you say white and black, those are political names. If they breathe in air, if their heart is pumping, if they have blood, okay, there are rules. And we need to learn the natural order. Once learning the natural order, things will be able to be put right. Those who do not want to learn the natural order will have supernatural effects will come in. They don't listen to the rain. They don't listen to the wind. And then we'll have more rain. And then we'll have more wind. Then we'll have more heat. These are the things that's very comforting to those who do believe. They say believe is one thing, but if you have B-E-L-I-E-V-E, which is seven letters, you could say B, and then you say E-L-I, B-E-L-I, B-E-L-I, not B-Lie to Eve's children. Eve, children, that was the first mundane, slow representation of Eve. That was dealing with Eve as a person, a dense body. That wasn't Eve dealing with evolution. That wasn't Eve dealing with electromagnetic energies from a D. A-N, Adam, to H-E-O-M, Atem. So you have two ears, you have two hands, you had two ways of explaining that which could never be explained only by those who was the host of the planet, the heavenly host. You have the host of the planet, then you have the heavenly host. And the heavenly host spoke to those to prove it to the host of the planet, which was given indefinitely to those who had the feminine energy, the creative energy to reproduce, to nourish, sustain. Creation of man, that from them. The word man is not a gender. Gender was put in for control. Gender is two words, gene and gear. So, Heavenly Father, as we continue to teach the new children of the Holy Keres tribal family worldwide, Keres Keres, we know that in prior times with the Prophet Muhammad, that they didn't want to hear. Just as today, they don't want to hear. We know that we're in America, and America has gave us what we call lather protection. They don't want to hear. We will hear well and fair, fair and well. They don't want to hear. They don't want to appreciate. But all those who do appreciate and know that when we could not do for those who were under the gun and had to respond a certain way, we understand because we are who we are. We understand about genetics, eugenics, genetics, cells, cell experiments. We understand what happened. Those who are in a false authority, they do not understand. They're like robots, programmed to destroy themselves and destroy anything around them. Those who were melanated, who are melanated, they do not understand because they weren't conformed in the same processing centers that they call schools. But we pray for unity. Because that crew, all those people, are fading away. As the grass will fade away, too shall fade away. And the returning souls are coming into those who are real. The returning souls are coming, those with different shades of melanation, reflection of light, colors, but the attitude and their mission is one and the same. Those who are raised in hate that's black and white, or white and black, or whatever, this is what they want for themselves, the greed that they have. And only in time, with the help of technology, just like the five books of Moses called the five books of Tanakh, Tanakh from technology. It was only those who translated it to give you a false interpretation that we wasn't traveling through the galaxies, that we wasn't on the moon, and we didn't understand about the constellation and the Orion star and the Big Dipper. It was those that was confined to the caves of Europe, and those who was elevating expansion, evolution of a one-celled animal coming up and going through the evolutionary stage as human beings, and those who rose up and those who descended down to meet each other. And then you have the dual spirits within many people. So, Heavenly Father, we ask you with this long prayer, giving you the praise and glory, bringing in the unity, touching each one that's real, waking up those who have fallen asleep, those who are the true answers and the keys to open the door, El Vav, and get back on the path, Surat, the narrow path, and purify yourselves. It's what the baptism was. The baptism was not only for the cleansing of the body. There was no running water. People wasn't bathing for days. You have to cleanse yourself for the spirit to want to come around you. That spirit is an entity. That entity makes a manifestation inside the body. And when you are dirty and nasty and stank, that spirit don't want to be around you. It's not going to work like that. Cleanliness is next to goodliness, because you become offensive to others when you stank. And if your offices and your openings of your body stank, your mouth, your ass, whatever, you're not going to be receptive. So you must wash yourself. This is why the Christians, as they were called, and they called them that because they knew they did not have everything they needed to be successful. That's why the prayer was changed from Jerusalem, which was called Shemti, which was a laboratory, angels and Anunnaki and Elohim. This type of knowledge and defined definition is not taught in the public and private schools, because you would not be under their subject. You would not be subjected to their teachings, their commands. You would rise up and be caliphate. You would be rulers and overseers of those who need your help. You would be high priest. Your knowledge would pre-exist those who speak. Your knowledge would pre-exist those who write. Writing is an invention. You would be dealing with mental telepathy, as we still deal with mental telepathy today. So there's many things that you need to know. There's many things that we need to do. But we're going to end this by saying the Lord's Prayer, which is: Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evils. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff encompass me. Table in the presence of my enemies. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim غَيْرُ مَكْتُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمين صدق الله العظيم. So we ask the Most High to give us this day our daily instructions and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So in closing, we say to forgive those family members that knew not what they did, that did what they did, had wrong intentions, and forgive them. And if they do not forgive themselves and change their lifestyle, then you must walk away. I send this out to all the Karis families and those who are connected to the Karis families and Quraysh families here and in Africa, in the Sudan, in the Nile Valley, in Ethiopia, in the Congo, everywhere around the world. For we, Kuhu Allahu Ahad, the breath of life is in all of us. The breath of life is in all of us. And we shall rise victoriously. Big up to all the tribal women. It's time for you to take a stand and teach all men that you created them in your womb. And the earth is given to unto you. So be good. Never have fear. Leave all them drugs and stuff alone. Say your prayers and rewind and learn about the Salat. The prayers is on there. And I'll see y'all the next time. Peace.